Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. Truly God is good, God is on the throne, and God can do anything but fail, and he has not failed you yet, my dear ones. God is truly a God that's above, below. He's with you wherever you go. Thank God for one more day. Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to give him honor and glory. We should magnify the God. We should magnify our living God. Yes, our God lives, and he lives within our souls. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. And we are just awesome, awesome, awesome men and women of God serving the awesome God. What an awesome God we serve. Thank God for Jesus. Yes, we are praying for you, 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 and you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. If I had 10,000 tongues, I could not thank you enough. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We're in the Lenten season. We're fasting and praying. Some are fasting from food. Some are fasting from TV. Some are fasting from talking on the phone. Some are fasting from just having too much to say. We thank God for another day. Fast and pray in the way that God is leading you to fast and pray. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go to the Word of God. We thank God for his Word. The Word of God is for what? The people of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Shelah. There's a river, the streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Thank you, God. Come behold the works of the Lord. What descendants he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease and to the end of the earth. He breadeth the heavens and cutteth the spear. He burneth the chariot in fire. Be still. Be still, my dear ones, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted upon the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Thank you, God. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of the triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom we loved, Shelah. God is gone up with us with a shout. The Lord with the sound of the trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praise with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The prince of people are gathered together, even the people of God of Jacob. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. in the city of Elgon to new holiness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king, God is known in her praises, in our palaces for refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled, they passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them. Their pain, and as a woman in travail, east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of Jacob hosts. In the city of our God, God will establish it forever. We have built up our loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Jacob be glad because of judgment. Walk around Zion and so around about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our own guide unto death. Thank you, Jesus. That was Psalm 48. I read Psalm 46 in its entirety, Psalm 47 in its entirety, and Psalm 48 in its entirety. We thank God for the word of God for the people of God. And his word is already blessed, my dear ones. May it bless the listeners and hearers and doers of his word. Let's go to our psalm of protection, Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of fowl and from a nuisance pestilence. Thank you, God. He shall cover thee with his feathers, on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be what? Thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pest that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give what? His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. Thank you, God. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. And I believe also healthy life. With long life will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Glory be to God. Our song of protection. Read it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget, read it for a snack. Put down that bag of potato chips. Put down that cookie, Pepsi, or that Coke. And read Psalm 91. The word of God for the people of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Somebody's going through something this morning, and I want you to know that God has heard your cry. He's heard your prayer. Call upon the name of Jesus. Let's go to Psalm 35, my dear ones. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Mine help. He makes it personal. Mine help. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God for salvation. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. You don't have to write a check for salvation. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Thank you, God. Debt-free people in Jesus Christ. You're the lenders and not the borrowers. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. God is in the blessing business. Let's go to Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. Why are you worrying about your enemies? Why are you concerned about what they said about you 10 years ago? Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. Why? For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, my dear ones, and do good. So thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. He's going to feed you spiritually and physically. This is the word of God. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of your heart, Evangelist Janet Griffith. He shall give you the desires of your heart, Sister Esther. He shall give you desires of your heart, Shanita Kelly. He shall give you desires of your heart, Elder John Waters. He shall give you desires of thy heart, Diamond. He shall give you desires of your heart. Yes, he will, Tanisha. He will give you desires of your heart, Burdetta Washington. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you desires of your heart, Zariel. In the Lord, and he shall give you desires of your heart, Uriel. Delight yourself. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you desires of your heart, Rosie Traham. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you desires of your heart, Dr. Catherine Walker. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you desires of your heart, Evangelist Taylor. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you desires of your heart, Apostle Margie Mercer. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. That's the word of God. Thank you, Jesus, Sister Greta. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you desires of thine heart. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you desires of your heart. Yes, he will. This is the word of God for the people of God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Commit yourself. He's telling you to do two things. It's more than two things, but right now, he said, first of all, you got to delight yourself. You delight yourself. You got to trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord, my dear ones, and do good, Desmond Stewart. Trust in the Lord and do good, Prophetess Cheryl Purvey, Deacon Earl Purvey. Trust in the Lord and do good, so thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed spiritually and physically. Then he says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of thine heart. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray that the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. Your heart are lined up with the word of God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus and Brother Duckett. Commit thy way unto the Lord, and trust also in him. He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Won't he do it? He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Reverend Dr. Charles Savage, Sister Nettie Savage. Thank you, God. Brother Briscoe, Deacon Briscoe. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself, but need wise do evil. No evil now. Come on, y'all. Fret not thyself because of him who persecutes in his way or who prosper in his way. Yeah, they may be prosperous, but are they prosperous in the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God is in the blessing business. Yes, he is. Let him bless you and not Satan for our godly blessings. The word of God says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. Because the man who brings what? Wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, men and women of God. I know the Bible says, be angry and sin not. Now, in this particular verse, he's saying, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself with any wise to do evil. You may be upset, but the word of God says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself any wise to do evil. Stop trying to get somebody back. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Wait on the Lord. Thank you, God. The battle belongs to God. He knows what's going on in your life. He knows what's going to go on in your life. Let that blood pressure go down. Thank you, Jesus. Go down. Keep you healthy, spiritually and physically. Glory be to God. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself with any wise to do evil. Because while you're thinking evil, your muscles are tightening up. While you're thinking evil, you're about to have a stroke. While you're thinking evil, you're about to have a heart attack. My God, my God, my God. Somebody's being blessed this morning. Somebody's hearing the word of God. Somebody's being obedient to the word of God. For evildoers shall be cut off of those that wait upon the Lord. They shall what? Inherit the earth. This is the word of God. Not my word, God's word. For yet a little while and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place and it shall not be. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. You pray without ceasing. In Psalm 37 it says, trust in the Lord and do good. So thou shalt dwell in the land and verily thou shalt be fed. Psalm 37 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. I pray the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 37 says, commit thy way unto the Lord, he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Thank you, God. God is the judge, not you. We're not to go around condemning people. My God, my God, my God. Stop condemning others, and some of you are condemning yourselves. Stop it in the name of Jesus. You're created in the image of God. Your body is a temple of God. Treat your body like a temple of God. And you'll stop doing those things that you don't need to do in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. But the meek shall inherit the earth. Yes, Diamond. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace. Glory be to God. Minister Shern. Minister Duffy. Minister Yvonne. But the meek shall inherit the earth. Dear Jesus, glory be to God. And shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace. Glory, hallelujah. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, not you. The Lord shall laugh at him. It's in the word of God, Psalm 37, verse 13. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. When they're talking behind your back, calling you everything but a child of God, scheming against you, the Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. Don't worry about them. Thank you, God. As the song say, don't you worry about a thing. The Lord shall laugh at him. Apostle Joanne Fawley, Elder Smith, Dawn and Annette Smith, the Lord shall laugh at him. For he see that his day is coming, LaShawn. The Lord shall laugh at him. For he see that his day is coming, Mercedes. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The Lord shall laugh at him. For he see that his day is coming. Glory be to God. We pray. We pray for our enemies. We pray for those that spitefully use us. We pray for those that we don't quite understand. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay the upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. This is the word of God, not my word. And I take God at his word. A little that the righteous man have is better than the riches of many the wicked. Thank you, Jesus, for a little bit. You praise him and let your blessings come down. You thank him for a little bit and be grateful to the Lord for what you have. Then he will bless you with more and more and more in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. A little bit that the righteous man has is better than the riches of many the wicked. I've seen some wicked rich folk thinking their money is their God, thinking their cars is their God, thinking their homes is their God, thinking their degrees is their God. My God, my God, my God. If God has blessed you with a little bit of wisdom, thank you, God. Thank you for that godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. A little that a righteous man had is better than the riches of many the wicked. Thank you, God. We bless your name today. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for a little bit. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days, my dear ones. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be what? Forever. Psalm 37. Verses 1 through 18. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be what? Forever. Thank you, Jesus. As the song say, what a friend we have in Jesus. You want to get to know him? We begin to study the word. Thank you, God. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Get that in your spirit. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Shelah. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. God is the I Am. Whatever you need, God is. And somebody ought to cry out, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude that are tending mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. Somebody need to be cleansed this morning. For acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before thee. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. And thou might be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity and sin in my mother's conceived me. Behold, thou desirest truth inward parts, and the hidden part thou shalt make me to be known wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear
joy, gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Somebody need to hear this morning. Somebody need to hear the word of God. Restore unto the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressions thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Thank you, Jesus. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thy God, of thy salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thine my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Open thy my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. No matter what your situation is, no matter what you're going through, you ought to praise God. Thank you, Jesus. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not thy desire. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness. Are you one of the righteous this morning? Yes, if you are. Then thou shall be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness. You have to sacrifice something in Jesus' name. You have to let some things go. I know it look good. I know it sound good. But you'd have to sacrifice some things if you're going to serve God all the way. Then shall thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with thy burnt offering and whole burnt offerings. Then shall thou offer bullocks upon thine altar. You got to sacrifice some things. Amen. In the name of Jesus. If you're going to serve God, obedience. Be obedient to the word of God. We know it says obedience is said it better than sacrifice, but you got to be obedient and you got to sacrifice some things and let some things go in this Lenten season. Dear Jesus, glory be to God. This is a season of healing, a season of change in your life. And we thank God because God is a God of divine order. As you know, you go in court and it says, order in the court. And I believe that God is saying order in your life. He wants to bless you. He can't bless you if you're in chaos and confusion, not knowing which way to go, not sure as to if I should do this or if I should do that. Call upon the name of Jesus. He will lead and direct your path. Man will have you all confused and mixed up. Thank you, God. Somebody's confused this morning, not knowing which direction to go in, not knowing what to say, not knowing what to do. You need to call on the Almighty Living God and walk the straight and narrow path. One day you're going to the left. One day you're going to the right. Walk the straight and narrow path. It's not hard. Satan's been telling you, oh, it's hard to serve God. No, it's not. All you got to do is have a made-up mind to serve him. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Touch someone's mind right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. Touch that mind that's confused. Don't know which direction to go in. We know that you're a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Touch that mind right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, that they'll have a made-up mind to serve you. And let them know that you will make everything all right in their life. And that they ought to hold on to you. God's unchanging hand. Not one way one day, the next day another day. You're listening to too many voices. Obey the voice of God. Read the word of God. Study the word of God. God will give you the desires of thine heart. Desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. God loves you, but he hates the sin. Thank you, God. Yes, he loves you. He wants nothing but the best for you. But you got to obey the word of God and not man. Thank you, Jesus. You got to obey the word of God and not man. I come against that spirit of fornication. I come against that spirit of adultery, lying, stealing, backbiting, homosexuality, in the name of Jesus. Come against that Jezebel spirit. Want to take over wherever you want to go. You got to be in charge. Come against that spirit in Jesus' name right now. I come against that spirit of poverty, suffering, lack. God will not have you suffer lack. It's God's money, not your money. I come against that spirit of not wanting to tithe 10%. It's God's money, it's not your money. Glory be to God. And once God bless you, once you trust him with everything, everything. My God, my God, my God. Men and women of God, we got to trust him with everything. That's the kind of God that we serve. Our God is a jealous God. Don't hold back on him. Thank you, God. Don't hold back. You want to be blessed? Trust him with everything, every area of your life. You'll be blessed. We're going to have some trials and tribulations, but that's all right, because he's going to bring us through. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Listen to someone that's going to encourage you, motivate you, lift you up. Thank you, God. The decree of divine order, my sisters and my brothers this morning, order is heaven's first law. And by affirming divine order, you somehow release a heavenly form of order to manifest in your mind, body, and affairs. Thank you, Jesus. A heavenly form of order will manifest in your mind. You will no longer be confused, men and women of God. You use your body for the glory of God. Your body is a temple of God. Affairs. Your affairs will be lined up with the word of God. Answered prayer inevitably manifests when things get into divine order. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Somebody got to hear this morning. Answered prayer inevitably manifest when things get to divine order. Get your house in order. Things that you have not used in 10 years, 5 years, get your house in divine order. Get your clothing in divine order. Get your papers in divine order. Write down every bill that need to be paid. Write it down. Total it up. Give God that 10%. Uh-huh. And watch those bills get paid. Watch those bills decrease. Watch yourself get refunds in the mail. They might have charged you too much for those items. Watch as you go into the grocery store. The price of food will decrease for you. Whatever you want, God is going to bless you with it in the name of Jesus. You will not have to pay the price you thought you had to pay. I know he will do it. My dear ones, I'm not telling you to do something that I haven't done. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's bills are being decreased. Somebody's not even going to have to pay a bill this month that they thought they had to pay. Watch God move in a mighty way in your life. Glory be to God. Divine order in your life, mind, body, spirit, and soul. And once you tithe that 10%, don't worry about anything. God is going to bless you. God is going to bless you with favor. As I said, favor is priceless. You pray and ask God for favor. Always pray and ask God for money. Ask God for favor, divine favor, in your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Divine favor as you walk in the grocery store. Divine favor as you jot those bills down and pray over those bills that you have to pay. God for divine favor. That's what you want. Wherever you go, ask God for divine favor, and he will bless you with it, with more than enough. That's what we need, favor, the favor of God. As you go to purchase that brand new car, as you go to purchase that home, as you go to purchase your clothing, pray and ask God for divine favor. Thank you, Jesus. God is blessing you right now with divine favor, the favor of God. One of the most powerful and popular affirmations which thousands have used to produce health, increase prosperity, and personal health and happiness is divine mind, body, and affairs by the power of the indwelling Christ. Divine order is now established and maintained. You want it with you at all times. I want you to repeat this after me. Divine order is now established in my mind, body, and affairs. And somebody needs to say in my financial affairs. By the power indwelling Christ. Divine order is now established and maintained. God is not going to take you somewhere and just drop you and leave you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'm always with you. Thank you, God. We know we have friends or family members as long as the good time is rolling, as long as you got money. As long as you got a car, as long as you have perfect health. But God is still with you. When they've gone and forsaken you, the word of God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Thank you, Jesus. When father and mother have forsaken you, God will take you up. Yes, he will. That's the word of God. Trust them. Lean not to our own understanding. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's being blessed this morning. Somebody need to hear this morning. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Yes, I can. I may be walking a little bit slow, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I may take longer to get that paper completed for my class, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Thank you, God. That's the word of God. Recently, a housewife wrote up needing to leave her home to shop by the gas company, and she noticed that her gas would be turned off that day for certain repairs to be made in that neighborhood. She was required to be at home when the gas arrived, the gas man arrived. We all know about these situations and departed. So instead of getting upset about the timing, and as Apostle Joe Fawley says, timing is everything. Timing is everything. God has a time for everything. And that's in the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes. Timing is everything, my dear ones. When prayer time is 8 a.m., be in prayer at 8 a.m. Even when you can't get through. When prayer time is 6 a.m., be in prayer at 6 a.m., even if you can't get through. Time is 11 a.m., be in prayer at 11 a.m., even if you're in your home. Timing is everything. Instead of getting upset about the timing and the situation, she sat down quietly in her living room and affirmed divine order for that situation. And someone needs to affirm divine order in their life right now. Divine order on your job. Divine order in your home. Divine order as you drive down the streets and down the roads. Divine order on your job. Divine order. I see some papers all mixed up on somebody's desk on their job. As you sit down at that desk, pray for divine order. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's got bills scattered all around their home. Get those bills out of those drawers and all those rooms in your house and put them in order. Divine order in your finances. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to pay those credit cards off. All you need is one. Divine order in your finances. Divine order as you plant your seeds. Divine order in your life. Pray for divine order in that situation. At that moment, the gas worker arrived and promptly completed his task and reconnected the gas service. Thus, no time and energy were wasted in needless fretting. Don't get upset when things are not going your way. Pray about it and ask God for divine order. A long waiting line at the checkout counter at the military commissary where she stops by affirming divine order as you're standing in line. In fact, before you get in line, ask God for divine order. While housewives all around her begin to gripe and complain about the long wait in line, in another instance, this housewife literally stopped a freight train with the affirmation of divine order. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Glory be to God. When she was late to an appointment and needed to get around the shifting train cars quickly, in situations where time elements are involved, it is also good to affirm divine timing. Divine timing. God's time. Not my time. Divine timing. God, you know when I'm ready. Divine timing or perfect timing. And God's time. Not your time. God's time. My sisters and my brothers. Thank God for his divine time. Thank God for divine order. And somebody need to repeat this after me again this morning. Divine order is now established in my mind, body, by the power of the indwelling Christ. Divine order is now established and maintain. Get that in your spirit, and you'll see some changes take place in your life today. You need to write it down. Divine order is now established in my mind, body, and affairs by the power of the indwelling Christ. Divine order is now established and maintained. Get that in your spirit. God is blessing you with divine order in your life, divine order in your mind. You no longer be confused. You know exactly which direction to go in. You know exactly what bill you should pay first. Divine order in studying, young folks, and elderly folks, the Word of God, studying for those tests in school and college, divine order, praying and meditating, divine order, is now established and maintained. Let's do that one more time, because I want you to get this. I want you all to be blessed. Divine order is now established in my mind, body, and affairs by the power of the indwelling Christ. Divine order is now established and maintained in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for divine order in our life on this day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us with divine order in our mind, our body, and affairs. We thank you for divine order in our homes, divine order in our jobs, divine order as we go into the supermarket, as we go into the bank, divine order as we walk on the streets, as we walk down the road, divine order as we prepare our meals this morning, divine order in our fasting and praying, divine order in our children's lives in the White House, divine order in Congress, divine order with the police department, divine order with the military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, Honor Guard, Marines, divine order in the body of Christ, divine order in our churches, our mass, our temples, our places of worship, divine order, Joe Biden, the President of the United States of America, divine order in his life, his wife's life, divine order with Kamala Harris, divine order, glory be to God, with our leadership, our newly elected officials, divine order wherever we go. Touch minds, bodies, spirits, and souls. There be divine order, and we speak it into existence wherever we go, in the courtroom, behind the prison walls, in the hospitals, in the assisted living facilities. Divine order as the doctor speak to his patient. Divine order as the nurse speaks to the patients. Divine order in the surgery room when somebody's about to go through surgery. Divine order as someone being diagnosed. Divine order, glory, hallelujah. Divine order as someone is about to take a test today on our city streets, in our counties. Divine order in our countries, our nations. Divine order as we speak. Divine order, let us speak the truth and not lies. Divine order as an individual is about to be released from jail today. Divine order in his life and in her life as they come forth to receive a second chance. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for releasing that son and that daughter from the prison cells. Thank you, Father God, for healing that individual, from cancer, diabetes, arthritis, bursitis. Thank you for healing an individual from HIV/AIDS. Thank you for healing, glory be to God, thank you, God, for healing that individual from prostate cancer, breast cancer. Thank you, glory be to God, for healing an individual from mental illness. We come against that mental illness, Father God. It's not of God. We thank you, Father God, for divine order individual's mind, divine order, as they begin to move their hands, their legs, their limbs. Divine order for restoration, restoring all that the locusts have taken away from your people. We thank you, Father God, for divine order in our homes. Thank you right now. We can't thank you enough for divine order and meetings that will be carried out on this day. Divine order in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God that you restore and make beautiful again all that's been taken away from your people. Bless your people, Father God, with divine order in their lives. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, chief apostle, Patricia Stewart in the blessed city of Baltimore. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland 21229. And send me your prayer request. We want to pray over your prayer request. We want God to continue to bless you, heal you, and deliverance taking place right now in somebody's life. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland 21229. Send your prayer requests, your praise reports. And we want to bless you with a beautiful prayer rug. Thank God. Use it on your laps as you pray. Those that could bend on bending knees, use that prayer rug. Let it be a blessing to you. We know it's not the prayer rug that's making a difference. We know it's the Almighty Living God that will make a difference in your life. We want to bless you in Jesus' name. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Power Hour of Prayer with Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, International Prayer Faith Ministries, and Women United for Christ in Prayer, and with our 144.5 followers. We thank God for you, you, and you. Found the answer. I learned how to pray. Thanks be to God. Be blessed. Be encouraged. And again, pray without ceasing.